Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. We're excited to welcome to our program today V. Frank Asaro. We're going to talk with him not only about his literary journey, but what it's been like for him to share it with the world and the way that he's been able to see the way that readers are responding. I had a chance to read Frank's book, The Tortoise Shell Game. We're going to talk to him not only about that book, but what it was like for him to create the character Anthony Darren and all that he's been able to do, not only in accomplishing great things for himself, but also searching for justice for others. We'll talk to Frank not only about the dynamics of the book, but also let you all know who are just finding out about it, how you can stay connected with Frank as well as get the book for yourself. Frank, hello to you and welcome to the program.
How do you do, Cyrus? How are you today?
Hey, doing really good. Thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it. As I said, we'll be talking about the Tortoise Shell Game here in just a moment. But Frank, what has it been like for you already to see the way that people are really enjoying the book and being able to really, you know, dive into the story?
Oh, it's tremendous. I'm very pleased with the reaction. It's based on my philosophy, which I put forth in another book, A Primal Wisdom, Second Edition, and that just became a finalist in the USA Today nonfiction.
Mm-hmm.
So out of 2,200 entries, I'm pretty happy about that.
Right, right. So Frank, for you, I mean, when it comes to storytelling, I mean, do you find that that's kind of how it all begins, being able to have a theme or at least a goal in mind that you want to try to convey as you're creating the action and adventure?
Well, I tell you, the way I started out with this, I was trying to get into a different zone away from my daily activities of doing trial work in the maritime field. Oftentimes, with all the stress, you don't know whether a witness is going to show up the next day and so forth. So I'd wake up at 1 o'clock in the morning and I try to get into a different zone and go into the den and start scribbling scraps of little stories and things. And next thing I knew, after years, I had several novels piled up, and I started putting those things together when I retired.
Right.
And I would say that basically it's composites of the experiences I've had and cases I've studied doing research for my ordinary legal work.
Right.
Most of them are in the category of what I would call legal thrillers, courtroom battles, but with weaving this philosophy through it that I was talking about, which is I call co-opetition.
Yeah. Well, I think that the great thing about this story is that you're able to give us, as I mentioned, the character, you know, Anthony Darren, which on the outside seems to have everything together, but then he's kind of thrust into this situation where he finds himself, not to spoil it for those who haven't read it, but in a different place when it comes to the law and looked at in a different way than he's used to being. I mean, is that kind of part of what you think is your gift of Frank, being able to create these layered characters? Because Anthony definitely has a lot of layers to him. Of course, what he's able to be like professionally, but also the personal aspects of his life, too. Is that part of the fun for you when it comes to storytelling?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm trying to put myself. He would go down and represent his clients. He'd go into prisons and so forth. And one of the things about going into a prison to interview a witness is, boy, I'm glad I'm not here, you know. And without talking about how the story turns, you'll find that that he's in a place, he finds himself in a place he doesn't want to be. And he now knows what goes through the minds of people that are in those situations. So now he has to get all of his resources together to get himself extricated because he's innocent.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I think the other side of that, too, Frank, is that with him, it really shows that how quickly things can turn for any of us and how a lot of times it's not money, but also, but it is power, you know, that is the driving force for people. Because, you know, here you have someone like Anthony who, as I said, you know, seems to have it all. And yet, you know, in this particular case, it's not enough. Because, you know, there are other things at play. Was that also part of the goal of this book as you were going from book to book to book inside of, you know, the tortoise shell game, to be able to show the role of power in life in all avenues?
Well, I wanted to show that no matter what happens, you've got to keep monitoring your position in life, and you have to keep in mind that things are going to happen to upset the status quo, upset your goals. I mean, entropy, and one of the laws of entropy is that something's going to happen to cause it to decay. And so when you think you've got everything together, you have to be vigilant to keep it all together, and then you have to be philosophical to know that things are going to happen no matter what you do. And you have to be ready for those, and you have to be able to handle it. But you can't just rest on your laurels and presume that everything will be in a perfect state for the rest of your life. You know, you have to keep the edge, so to speak, in whatever you're doing. If you being a good person, you have to keep on edge of being a good person. Keep everything sharpened.
Exactly. I think that is a great reminder for us all. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. V. Frank Asaro is our guest for this segment. We're talking with him not only about his new book, The Tortoise Shell Game, but also what it's been like for him to do what he loves as a storyteller and to see the way that people are responding to it. You know, I think the other avenue of this story that was interesting is that, you know, when it comes to the personal life of Anthony Darren, as well as, of course, for any of us, you know, there is something with in us that, you know, will make us go farther in life, I think, than normally. And for, you know, for Anthony, that is his family, you know, his making sure that his family is safe and making sure they have what they need. Yeah, what was that like for you to kind of put yourself in the personal aspect of his life?
I'm trying to think about that a little. You know, I think one of the important aspects of society is to put a family together. I think that's one of the things that keeps the country going, and it's very important to culture. And he had that. It was all disrupted for him, all of his best plans. And he has to work towards putting that together. Now, I don't think he intentionally was trying to do that. He just instinctively was trying to do that, and it all seems to work out. And he wanted to have the best situation for kids and loved ones and so forth. But matters came up interrupting his best plans, of course.
Right.
So you got to be resourceful and use whatever assistance he can get from some people, and one or two of them were very important in his life, came out of nowhere and very important to his life.
Right.
You know, when I was a kid, I don't know, we used to sit around campfires, and I'd find myself at 9 years old or 10, I don't know, 7, 8, telling ghost stories, and I was making up the stories as we were sitting around the campfire, and the other little kids, their eyes would get big, and I'm saying to myself, gee, I better think of the next part of this plot and put a turn on it or something, because I'm gonna run out of story. So I would try to keep the story going, and I'd see these people, these little kids getting their eyes wide, and I was getting my eyes wide just trying to think of the next part of the story.
Yeah.
But I've had fun.
Yeah. And, you know, and that fun is definitely continuing. I mean, do you think that's why you're able to pour so much into these books, Frank? Because it is fun for you. It's fun for you to be able to share your stories.
Oh, absolutely. I would be writing, and next thing I know, I'd look up and hours would go by. And and sometimes I get so into the character that tears would come to my eyes as I'm writing down my story, and I'd laugh about that. But I've had situations where I've had characters that, for the sake of the story, had to be eliminated, and I didn't want to eliminate the character.
Right.
And so, yeah, you go through all kinds of things like that.
Yeah, yeah. And now, like I said, you're able to share that with others. Again, The Tortoise Shell Game is the title of Frank's new book. Make sure you all are getting your copy through our friends at Amazon.com. We'll be reminding you of that here in just a moment, as well as let you know how you can stay connected with Frank. Frank, you know, you bring up an interesting point, so I have to ask you when it comes to your life now. I mean, you mentioned as a boy, you know, keeping the story going. You know, do you find yourself, as you're going from finishing one book to starting another, that question of what will happen next? You know, where will you be able to take the characters next, still being alive in your mind?
Oh, sure. I have several novels lined up, and I have another one I'm just completing. Well, I've already completed it. It will be published in 2016, in a few months. It's called Althea Haunting, and that's based on an 1890 case that I found doing my legal research. And the woman in the 1890s was I found by reading the case, she was railroaded into an insane asylum. So I have a modern day case that's a deja vu of the old case, and the character in the old real actual case comes back as a ghost in the new case, and the attorney in the new case not only has to win the case for his client, but he has to get Althea's soul out of the mental institution, because she was in there for her entire life. So I had a lot of fun with that one.
Wow. Yeah, something for us to definitely be able to look out for. Frank, I mentioned the new book is available through Amazon.com. How can our audience stay connected with you as well?
TheFrankAsaroAuthor.com, TheFrankAsaroAuthor.com, or info@TheFrankAsaroAuthor.com. It's also, under Betty Young's Books Publishing, and it's Amazon.com under the book The Tortoiseshell Game. And I'm trying to think of, also Wikipedia makes a reference to coopetition, has me in there with John Forbes Nash, who applied coopetition theory to game theory. I applied at university and he applied it to game theory, but I came up with the idea about 35 years ago, and he came along with it about 15 years ago. But
right.
We were both thinking about the same thing, apparently.
Okay. All right. So make sure you all are heading over and get the book for yourself. Again, The Tortoise Shell Game is a fascinating read. We'll definitely have you turning through the pages. Again, V. Frank Asaro has been our guest today. Frank, thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it, and looking forward to having you back on.
Thank you, Cyrus. I'd be happy to come back.
All right, we'll definitely make that happen. And we thank you, our audience, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. For those joining us on the radio side, you all stay where you are. There's more Conversations Live to come. For those joining us online, though, that's going to do it for us for you. So if you came in late and you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media sites at facebook.com/CyrusWebb or head over to twitter.com/CyrusWebb. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.